Win naman mo di 1 million na ABSA. Play a card right mundo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. UPND's Lufey Ngoma leads Lumeze by-election count. Stakeholders welcome President Hichilema's decision to defer Bill 7. And in global news, U.S. gained nothing from strikes, Iran's supreme leader says. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Ruling UPND candidate in the Lumeze parliamentary by-election, Lufey Ngoma, has maintained a commanding lead with 10,337 votes so far. According to returning officer George Mulenga, Goodson Banda of the National Congress Party is in second position with 6,213 votes, while Isaiah Banda of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, has poured 503 votes. Others are Wiseman Mvula of Citizens First with 502 votes, Pidila Jere, an independent candidate, with 490 votes, while Nabi Manda of the Leadership Movement has only poured a paltry 206 votes. Our staffer Nelson Zulu reports from Lumeze that so far, results from 79 out of 88 polling stations have been processed, with 18,583 total ballots cast out of the 53,374 registered voters. Announcing the results this morning, Mr. Mulenga said the remaining 9 polling stations will be counted once materials are delivered. On phone, our staffer Nelson Zulu joins us from Lumeze to give us more details. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, Malumba. Good morning,
Russell. Great. How is straight into business? How is the mood currently on the ground with results announced so far?
The mood still remains the same, peaceful and calm, but the latest is that so far we've seen a progress in terms of zone electorals. Those brown people were being waited for from 9 polling stations. So now we've reduced to 6. And all these 6 end times from now are going to be announced, and very soon the people will be able to know who the new member of parliament for Lumeze will be. And obviously, it could be interesting to just hint at the moment that for now, the driving seat seems to be so comfortable on a UPND candidate who's Mr. Lufey Ngoma, who's leading now by 10,719 votes out of the total 19,235 voter cast that was given. And when you look at this scenario also, should he go by to be declared as the new Lumeze member of parliament, he makes history in the sense that he becomes the first member of parliament coming from a ruling party after 10 years. So that is some situation or information that people might be looking at, but any time from now we'll be able to know who really is the member of parliament for Lumeze, as all the ballot papers that were being waited for from the valley side have now landed at the totaling center.
Okay, so you said the 6, there are 6 remaining ballots to be actually collected. What time do you think the final results are expected to be announced?
From now, in the next 30, 45 minutes or so, just to be safe, we could know who is the Lumeze member of parliament, because currently the officials are just verifying and just looking at the data that has been given from the remaining 6 polling stations that everyone was waiting for, and everything now is on the returning office and what we're going to get from the ECZ in terms of their finding and how the people of Lumeze were able to decide this time around.
At 7:45, we actually asked you about, you know, the number of registered voters being about 53,000 in Lomazi. Mm. And it looks like there's a low voter turnout. What do you think could have caused this low voter turnout?
Indeed, there is a low voter turnout. Just like I did indicate earlier on, we are standing at a total of 18,725 voters that have voted. But now we have a number of 19,235 voters that did cast their vote. But when you look at this number in itself, it falls short of the 50% benchmark, which should have been 26,687, just to ensure that there is that benchmark. So now most of the factors that could lead to this situation have been identified as fatigueness, simply because some polling centers are quite far from where the electorates are supposed to cast their vote. You find that some polling stations are 60 kilometers away, 80 kilometers away, due to the vastness of the constituency itself. And also other things also could be attributed to the fact that there was a national mourning and no political party was able to do rallies and so forth. And then one major factor also that we could single in, and that this one has been very prominent, is the fact that Lomazi is a farming town and most of the people have been so concentrated on ensuring that they get to harvest their maize as well as tobacco and just have a general feel over that. But generally, you know how it's been in Zambia when we talk about by-elections and looking at the timing, that slowly, just going into next year, we'll be going voting for general elections again. And probably also that could be one of the demotivating factor among the voters. So really, that's what I can attribute to the low voter turnout.
Well, thank you so much, Nelson. We'll certainly get back to you later on.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Nelson Zulu, one of our staff right there in Lomazi constituency where the by-election is taking place. Meanwhile, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has clarified that ministers who were involved in the Lomazi parliamentary by-election campaigns did so in their individual capacities without the use of state resources. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwetwa explains that the UPND government is committed to avoiding the misuse of taxpayer funds, unlike previous administrations. Hence, any minister participating in election campaigns does so without relying on public resources. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also media and information minister, has emphasized that there is no law prohibiting elected members of parliament from campaigning in by-elections, adding that UPND ministers who are also elected MPs should be expected to continue campaigning in future by-elections.
When we have a by-election, they are called to duty to go and campaign for their party so that the party can win in their capacity as members of the party and not in their capacities as ministers. And I'm sure you're able to tell that where they are not driving DRZ vehicles, they are driving their personal vehicles. They are not speaking as ministers, they are speaking as UPND, members. That is how it works. Because if ministers are going to sit here in Lusaka because they are ministers, then who is going to campaign for the party in order that the party should win?
Governance activist Laura Miti has welcomed the decision made by President Hakainde Hichilema to defer Bill 7 for further wide consultations. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Miti, who is part of a consortium of civil society organizations that met the head of state on Tuesday this week, says the fact that President Hichilema called for a meeting with civil society showed honesty and a willingness to listen. She says the CSOs that came together to advocate against Bill 7 are happy with the deferring of the bill because the idea is for the country to have a constitution that advances democracy and one that is credible to avoid continuous constitution amendments.
It's not Michelle de Paris will show that conversation that happened between civil society and the president was very honest and ended up with some kind of movement on both sides. I think that that is what is important. The fact that difficult issues in the country can be dialogued and that nobody in the country is safe to themselves.